pull up sample PA after these urgent care. Today's date is 12/17/2025. Dictation is for Michael Bravo. Bravo spells B-R-A-V-O. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 11/30/2016. This is a nine-year-old child accompanied by mom. Here with pain to his left forearm, period. Mom said that he was at school playing and fell on his outstretched hand. The next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Correction, past surgical history, he had heart surgery. The family history is diabetes, comma, coronary artery disease, comma. The next paragraph, allergies are none. Next paragraph, medication none. Next paragraph, review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Patient is guarding his left forearm. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 114/76. Pulse 109, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph. Left forearm. Distendedness to palpation in the region of the distal one-third of the radius and ulnar. Localized edema. He has full range of motion of his elbow, full range of motion of his wrist. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Radial pulse is present, regular rate and rhythm. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, abdomen, no visible peristalsis, no distension, no guarding. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is non-displaced fracture of his left ulnar. Assessment number 2, non-displaced fracture of his left radius. Next paragraph, x-ray was done in the clinic. X-ray confirmed non-displaced fracture of radius and ulnar. Next paragraph, procedure. A splint. A discussion was made between mom and I, and we explained the need for a splint. Also, she was advised that patient will need a cast, but at the moment it's not advisable to have a cast because of ongoing swelling. She says she understands and give permission for me to proceed with a splint. Next paragraph, next line. A long arm posterior splint was completed on his left upper extremities using fiberglass secured with ACE wrap. Next line, a sling was placed to keep patient's upper extremity in flexed position, a position of comfort. Next line, he tolerates splinting well. Next line, he was sent home with the following medication. Motrin 100/5 mL, he would take 5 mL 3 times daily PRN for pain, number 200 mL, no refills. Patient was given a consult to the local orthopedics for 4D evaluation. However, she was forced advice to contact her child's primary care provider, who may have a orthopedic that is within their network. If the one that I refer to is outside of her network, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.